continuing our discussion of carrying on Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry on Shabbos? On Yom Tov. So yesterday we learned, we spent a whole page discussing the different shittas in the Rishonim, in the Gemara, in the Sefta, that there are different opinions if you needed to be a tzarech ketzas. If everyone agrees, and therefore, if you want to wear, you want to carry to for a purpose, but how far does the purpose need? How much of a purpose do you need? Does it need to be a major purpose, or is it even sufficient if it's a tzarech kitzas, a little purpose? So here he winds down in Ois Vav. It's on page 64. Ois Vav, he writes a lefizeh after going through the sugya and presenting all the different opinions. L'shitasai Shrabenu Harama Mutter, according to the opinion of the Rama. By the way, the Rama's yard site is on Lag BaOmer. Okay, the Rama's yard site is Lag BaOmer. Lisa Tzmuto Lisa B'yamtif B'rishus Harabim Kol Dover Sheyesh B'zeh Ezeh Tzarech Shehu. Therefore, according to Rama, as long as you have a Tzarech Kitzas, he is the most lenient. It is permitted to carry on Yamtif K'mo Lisa Mavteach Shel Mos V'shel Kelim Neshem Misyorech Lo Yignivu. If you want to carry your keys to make sure that someone does not steal, that's mutter. I don't need to carry the key because I need to open up a door. The only reason why I'm carrying the key is that the key should not be lying around. I'm afraid a ganef will come into my home, will find the key and open up the door. Therefore, I want to carry the key with me to shul on Shabbos. So that is... What?
What do you mean by mafteach shomos?
You're safe. Where the money is stored. The key for the safe, the key where your money is stored. I don't want to leave the key lying around in the house. Someone may steal the key, so I want to carry the key with me to shul on Shabbos. So I'm not carrying the key because I need the key. I'm only carrying the key because I'm afraid that if I leave the key around, it's going to be stolen. So this is subject to the machlokes rishonim we learned yesterday. According to many rishonim, that's not a valid need. A need is a positive need. I need the key because I need to open up the door. The only reason why I want to carry is because I just don't want it to be lying left around. That is not a good idea. That it's not permitted. But according to the Rama is, it's enough. That is called what we call it tzarech ktsas.
So according to
Rama,
you can carry your wallet.
Technically, yeah.
No, you don't.
What? Technically, yes. Technically, yes.
That's, you don't need it.
We learned.
You're afraid it's going to be stolen.
That's what he says, exactly. Technically,
that's
yes.
That's
exactly what he says. We did learn there yesterday also, but there is another issue, which he did mention, and that is uvda dechol. Just because you're carrying something for a need, if you're carrying it in a way or something which appears to be the way you do during the weekday, that we mentioned yesterday is a separate issue.
But isn't there an issue for muksa too? That the thing is a mukta.
Yes,
and
if you
so but he's saying that the Rama says that
yes.
You know, everything can be
yes,
stolen.
Yes, he's going to talk about that.
Can
you
go? Your iPod stolen.
Yes,
or he's going to. So you allowed to carry that?
If you have a use for it, just like it's because you have your wallet, so I can use my wallet as a paperweight. I can use my wallet, I can use my.
It contains other stuff besides money.
It's not only mukta.
Just like car keys, right? Car keys, so it shouldn't be stolen.
Right. So the other issue is the shalav muksa, because the car keys is a klish shemalach doil iser. What are you using the car keys for? To turn on the ignition, and turning on the ignition, according to some places, is a malach deraisa. When you turn on the ignition, you're causing combustion, and by causing combustion, that is shalav deraisa. Okay. Let's see a little bit more. Ulashitas gedolei ha'achrayim os according to the Gedolei Achrayim, it is Osir. So we have Machlokes in the Rama, and those who disagree with the Rama, are you allowed to carry with you a key only because you're afraid the key will be stolen and be used to rob you? So according to the Rama, it's Mutter. According to everyone else, it is Osir because I don't need it for something positive. The Ha'olam Noihagim Heter, the minig of the Olam is to be lenient. You're allowed to carry a key even though you're afraid it's going to be stolen. And according to what we've learned in the previous page, it's rooted in the Rishonim that you're allowed, in the Tosefta we learned yesterday that it's mutter. Omnam davar sheyesh shach yamtif, something which you need mamish for yamtif, kmo talisim v'sidurim u'machzirim v'shar sefarim and other things that you need mamish to use on Yom Tov itself, shita shemutar lisa isam lebeis haknesses. You're allowed to carry these things with you into beis haknesses on Yom Tov. V'gam litlam. Now here is the very big chiddush, which now people talk about. V'gam litlam bechazaru lebeisai. You're allowed to take them back home with you. After you finish davening, I don't need the talis anymore. So who says that you're allowed to carry your talis bag back with you on Yom Tov? Bishlema to go to shul, I need the talis to daven. But when I finish davening, who says I need to carry back? Maybe I have to come back mitzvah Yom Tov or the next day and pick up my talis. So that's the chiddush. You're allowed to carry back. Even though in your home, you don't need it. If they're going to tell you in advance that you're not allowed to take your talis home with you on Yom Tov because you no longer need it, so the people will say, you know what, I won't take my talis with me to shul. I'll use a shul talis. I'll find someone else's talis to steal on Yom Tov. Siddur, I have a beautiful machzor. But you know what, if I'm not going to be allowed to take my machzor home, I'll use a regular siddur. I'll manage in shul. So therefore, only since you know that you're allowed to take, it's all built into the heters. That's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. This is Rav Moshe says that the Hatzalah members are allowed to go home after they finish the emergency. They're allowed to go, return, park their car, everything to return everything to its place exactly the way they found it. Even though none of this is needed for Chil Shabbos, I don't need this. I go to the hospital. I drive your car. So who gives you a heter to go and drive back? The emergency is over. So Rav Moshe says, if you're not going to give people permission to drive home and park their car, they're not going to go. They're going to think twice when they hear there's an emergency on their radio and they know they're going to be stuck in the hospital for the remainder of Shabbos. You know what? Let someone else go. You're going to pause. You're going to hesitate. So therefore, it's all this very, very powerful yisoid. We learned this yisoid before also, is that hitiru soifon nipnei tichilosan. And this is not to be confused with the other with things people say. People always say this, the reason why you can take your talis home with you, you can take your machzor home with you after davening, even though you do not need it at home, is because you're afraid it's going to get lost in shul. I'm not going to have an opportunity to come back to get my talis until tomorrow. Tomorrow the shul will probably be locked. The main sanctuary will be locked. And who knows where they're going to rearrange things. The next time I'll have an opportunity to go in to find my talis, my siddur, will be at a time when it might get lost. So therefore I'm carrying it home because I don't want it to get lost or get stolen. Now that's exactly what he mentioned above when it comes to the key. The reason why I want to carry the key is not because there's a positive need for the key. It's because I don't want the key to be lying around and get stolen. That is weaker. That we learned indeed is a machloikis rishonim. Machloikis, some rishonim hold that it's not a significant need to permit you to carry. This time that he presents here is much more fundamental. Even according to the Rishonim that say that you're not allowed to carry something only because you're afraid it might get stolen, admit that hitiru soifan mishum techilasan. That if we're not going to allow you to take your talis and your siddur home after davening, I'm not going to even bother taking it to begin. This is much more fundamental. So this is a davar pasha that you're allowed to take these things with you. What does it say about Luluf? Taking it back home?
Taking it back home.
Because you're not going to find the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
I gave the example, we spoke of this, about this earlier, in Har Nof, when they started Har Nof.
Yeah.
He was one Hatzalah guy, and he was to come back, and the Rav said, you're not allowed to drive back. So at the top of the hill, he shut the motor and lie down. That Rav had a heart attack on a Friday night, and they called Hatzalah guy, and he walked into the Rav, and he said, I'm not taking you. He says, why not? He said, because according to you, I'm not allowed to come back. I want to come back.
Ooh.
So the Rav said to him, you're allowed to come back. He says, only for you or for everybody?
This is a stupid story. Vim yachol hatzliyam bebeis hakneses. If you're able to put your talis away in the Beis HaKnesses, v'shlo yignivu v'rusham toiv yosel anicham in the Beis HaKnesses, of course, if you're able to put your talis away for safekeeping there, you don't need to carry it back home. Of course, that's a maila. That certainly is a maila, so you're not abusing the heter to carry on Yom Tov. V'lisa tinuk, what about carrying a child? Mutra afilu litayel. I want to go for a walk. I want to go for a walk. I have no need. I have no need. If we sit home and Yom Tov and don't go outside, nothing's going to happen. I just want to go to get out of the house. But if I go out of the house, I have to go and wheel the baby in the carriage, in the stroller, or carry him. So is that called a tzarech? Yes. Even when you're going litayel just for some fresh air is significant enough, and you're allowed to carry a child on Yom Tov. V'chol sheyesh bo noi o tachshit, anything which involves beauty, you want to beautify yourself. You want to beautify the shul. O tachshit o tzarech k'mosh shenuf tichol. What does that mean? Lekaneach ba, it's like a handkerchief.
Yeah.
A handkerchief to clean yourself with. Hachaitim, pshita, shemuter. This is a simple matter. That's a very significant need of this mutter. Okay, so therefore we have over here.
Clarify to me. This is without an eruv.
Without an eruv. Absolutely, without an eruv. Then mutter. Do whatever you want. Everything is mutter. If there is an eruv, then you can carry whatever you want. It's like carrying in your house. In your house, you can do whatever you want. You can carry. There's no limitation whatsoever. The entire community is one big reshus hayachid, and there is no limitation. This going where there is no erev.
Only so, the Tzarech Shabbos, though.
We're talking about
Yom Tov.
You can carry stuff that is irrelevant?
Irrelevant. Yeah. Irrelevant. Yeah. As long as it's not muksa. As long as it's not muksa, if there is an erev, you can carry anything you want as long as it's not muksa. And Yom Tov, you don't need a Yom Tov, so then if you have an Erev on Yom Tov, then you can carry whatever you want. It's very good to have an Erev on Yom Tov. And I think they do check. They check if the Erev is up for Yom Tov, because it's much. There are no restrictions. If there is an Erev on Yom Tov, there are no restrictions whatsoever. If there is no Erev, then you're coming on to the principle, Mitach Shehutra Litzarech Eichel Nefesh, Hutunami Shaloy Litzarech Eichel Nefesh. But wait a minute, it has to be a litzarech. What about a tzarech kitsas, which we have defined to mean I don't have a positive need for the object. I have a negative need. I just don't want the object to be lying around. That is a machlokes hapoiskim. The Ramah is lenient. And then we have a new principle, is that hutron soifon mishum tichilasan. When I finish using the object, I have really no need to carry it back home. But if you're not going to let me carry it back home, I'm not going to bother taking it there lechatchila. That's another principle which we use to permit a person to carry on Yom Tov. But if you have an Erev in the community on Yom Tov, you don't need to come on to all of these principles. Everything is mutter, provided, of course, you're not getting involved in the laws of muksa, and you're not doing something which is uvdin dechol, which resembles what you do during the weekday. V'yesh zayin, oy zayin, v'yesh mishakasam v'loshim zevri isi kishayotzim l'tayil chutz l'ir. Masinim hasakinim she'en b'chem oy tzarech hayoyim kol kach. That when you want to go for a walk, you remove the knives. The knives that you have no need for, she'en regilim oy lechol avol b'ir chutz l'erif ein kepeido kol kach. Now what does this mean? The Kavanosai is coming to explain to you what he means. What is he talking about? So he explains. The Kavanosai. L'chalek ben karmelis l'ben chotzer u'mavoy she'ena mi'uravim. The karmelis chomor tvei, when you want to go walk out, people over here, they're carrying knives. I don't know why they're carrying knives. They come with their... What? They want...
They're carrying silverware.
Silverware. Okay, so they're carrying... So the question over here is they have on their body... Utensils, eating utensils. Why? Why are eating utensils? I don't know. I guess they want to have a snack. They always want to be prepared to have eating utensils when they come across food. So here there are people that are, if you're in city limits, then you can carry these utensils. Maybe, whatever it is. You have here these utensils. These utensils, it's very rare you're going to need them. So if you're going walking outside the city in a karmelis, then they're careful not to carry them. But when they're in the city itself, in an area where it's like a walled city, and technically speaking, it's a reshus hayochid d'oraisa, just that you have not made an eruve chatzeros. So it's a reshus hayochid, but the Rabbanan still did not allow you to carry on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, until you make do all the details. You make an Eruv Chatzeros, or Shutufim Mavos, v'chulu. But or you have four walls. Maybe the case is you have only three walls and you don't have four walls. If you have three walls, it might be Rishus HaYochid Da'iraisa, but Midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry in an area that has only three walls until you close the fourth wall in a halachic way. But a Carmelis, an area where there are zero walls, but you don't have 600,000 people living there, so that's called a Carmelis, that's also to carry Midrabanan. So he's saying over here that there are those that want to be mechalik on Yom Tov, what they would carry in between an area that's a Carmelis, they were machmir, because that more resembles a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, versus a mavoi, or an enclosed area with of three walls, or an enclosed area where you don't have an eruv chatzeros, where they were lenient because it's Yom Tov, and Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. So, and I have a need. Maybe I may need this utensil. I come across something which is food. I may need it. So, some people want to make this distinction. So, again, one more time. It's four lines from the top. The kavanasai lechalek ben karmelis, an area where there's no walls, leben chotzer, to an area where you are enclosed with at least three walls or mavui she'ena muravim de karmelis chomertzei. So some want to make this distinction, and that's that when they go to carry on Yom Tov, they're going to right away assess, wait a minute, where am I carrying? Well, I'll give you an example, an apartment building. If you're living in an apartment building, so you want to go down to the lobby, you want to go wheel the baby, the thing in the building, and there's no Erev HaTzeros in the apartment building, so I'm still in an apartment, I'm still within four walls. It's still a Rishus HaYochid. But to go outside into the street, that's a new Madrega. That's already a shayl of a Carmelis or a Shusharam Deraisa. That's a shayl that's already a modover more chomer. The yesh mishadoch hazeh. There are those that say this is nonsense. The bevadai bim besakinim utodim kolayom. When it comes to if you're carrying a knife, I don't understand the mentality of olden days. A lot of these examples are going to have also things we are totally outdated in our standards of living. But with regard to carrying a knife, mutadim kolayom de gam achar achila im yizdam in loy pri, you always have to have in your pocket a pocket knife, Swiss army knife, just in case you come across an apple lying on the floor and you want to go and cut it to pieces. Pri yichat. You cut it. The gam ein chilik ben karmelis le'ena me'ureves. The truth is, if it's Yom Tov, there's no restriction. If you're allowed to carry, what difference does it make if it's a karmelis or it's a mavui that did not have an area of chatzeros? The edi karmelis ninu. Okay, so therefore we find such a concept, and we find people coming and saying this concept, this differentiation between the two, is really meaningless. Now this is controversial. Playing ball. Are you allowed to play ball on, let's talk about even Shabbos, in a place where there is an Erev? Okay, so technically speaking, yes. But Mishum Zilusa, the real reason why many rabbis and many communities are very, very strict with this is because it's Zilzul Shabbos. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos to be playing baseball, to be playing football or hockey or these things like this in the street. People do it anyway. Even though the rabbis say you can't do it, they do it anyway. But what about on Yom Tov playing? What about on you carrying on you throwing more than Dalet Amos? You carrying the Kotzvein Ramah the Mutar Lischoik Bekadur Afilu Birishus Harabim on Yom Tov. You're allowed to play ball. Af Al Gav Sheina Ela Til Bi Alma At Kalish. Even though there's no need, I don't have a need. What? No, it's not Muksa. Why is it Muksa? It's not Muksa. Indoors, are you allowed to go play with the basketball indoors?
Yes,
indoors, no, why not? The ball is definitely in that muksa. Indoors. Are you allowed to go outdoors and play basketball outdoors? Outdoors on a go to a friend's, go to the Midwood Field where they're doing construction now or whatever, all these different parks. So technically,
yeah, but it's different because you have a fence around it.
Technically, it's mutter. It's a Carmelis. It's not even though it's a field that it's more than 70 amas. 70 amas shaloi hukaf ledira.
Yeah, it is. There's a shack.
A bathroom. It's a bathroom, and that's a storage area. It's not ledira. That's not meant for living quarters.
It must be a
it's not meant. It was shaloi hukaf ledira. So Midwood Field, which is under construction, and then the park across, which is also under construction now. They just started doing a $4 million construction project. So these areas, you're not going to carry there on Shabbos. People don't know that. People go in there people go in there
on
Yontif, but even on Yontif you can't. Yontif, but on Shabbos, just because it's surrounded with a wall, you're not allowed to carry there. You carry people who are carrying there are people who are holding of the Erev. So you hold the Erev, and even then there's a problem because it creates
its own
rishus. So even I don't remember the halach. Even if you hold of the Erev, even if you hold of the Erev,
excluded from the Erev.
Even if you hold it, so it doesn't help. So then you certainly can't. In halacha, if you have a karfeif in an area where you have an erev, it's a problem. You're not allowed to carry, and the karfeif alone becomes a karmelis.
Happen in your own building. Let's say you know.
Erev chatzeros. 99% of buildings which have Jews, not actually 90%, they have the hero among them, eruv chatzeros. So Erev Pesach takes a box of matzah, and they make a bracha for everyone in the building should be included in the Ruvi Chatzeros, and the non-Jews you have to buy from the non-Jews a reshut for their property. If you have a landlord, the building is owned by a Jew, and he has tfisas mokam, which means there are appliances he owns, or
so
every situation is different. It's very complicated. You're right, it's really, really a very complicated situation in an apartment building if you're allowed to carry in the lobby of an apartment building. Unless you have a rav, the hallway, Lower East Side. Okay, Lower East Side, we have beautiful
balcony.
Yeah, you have also in the hall, like even like we, I remember as a child.
It's one roof?
It's a reshus hayochid doiraisa. There is no question. There's no question that it's a reshus hayochid doiraisa. It's with four walls. But the lobby is shared by many tenants.
Okay.
So that you're going from your apartment, which is a reshus that's designated for you alone, for your family, into a hallway, which is an area that is shared by a group. That resembles going from a reshus hayochid to a reshus
harabim. You go to a hotel.
So they make the people, the owner of the hotel, you don't need to do anything.
If they don't make in the hotel, owner of you're not allowed to carry?
You know, you're right. You would not be, it has to be clarified. What is the situation in the hotel? Every hotel is a different situation. Sometimes it's exclusively leased to one balabayas. Then you're all his guests. Then you don't need to do anything. If you have someone who takes over a hotel for a yomtiv, and he has exclusive rights to the entire hotel, it's under his jurisdiction, you didn't do nothing. But everyone in the hotel is his guest in halacha. But sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes there are other groups. You have a hotel, there are goyim, there are Jews, there are different groups. People make a simcha, you make a bar mitzvah, you make a sheva brachas in the hotel. It's very complicated. It's very complicated, and these issues have to be worked out by rabbanim. You typically need, when it's shared, you need an eruv chatzeros, and you need also what's called schiras makom. You have to rent from the non-Jew, you have to rent his reshus. So that you have a chelek in his reshus as well.
By paying the room for your hotel.
Not enough.
Doesn't it?
You need to do another.
But he allows you to use the facilities.
But not the
shared.
Other rooms.
Shared. Okay. If it's shared, you got to get an Erev.
But doesn't an Erev
but it covers the whole...
from the city, don't they pay
you? Yes, you need also from the city that because they're going, who owns... You don't go and do schiras for shus from every single non-Jew in New York, in Brooklyn.
Right.
Brooklyn,
right.
There are 8 million people living in... I think 8 million people living in Brooklyn, right?
No.
New York City?
3 million in Brooklyn.
3 million, right.
Not even drive well.
3 million in Brooklyn, 8 million in New York City. It's like that, 8 million in New York City, so you don't go do a schira from every single person. In the city. The city has shlita. Tfisa smakom, they go to the city and they go and they rent from the city for a dollar to have reshus, a schira smakom.
Someone said that one night, in the middle of the night, they close off Ocean Park.
Not true.
It's not true? I heard that rumor.
The losses. They have to have doors. They have these partitions. If you'll go and you pull it over, it'll be locked. I can't believe such a thing is true.
No.
They shut down the city for 5 minutes. The city never sleeps. The losses. There should be doors. Maybe, I don't know. It's hard to believe. V'chosav Rabbeinu. Those who are using, who are making Ocean Parkway, it's because they don't need to come onto this. They don't hold the Rav Moshe's Chiddush. They hold that just because you have 3 million people, it's not a reshus harabim deraisa. So once you're not working with Rav Moshe, you don't need to come on to making the losses. These are.
Okay.
Chazonish says it's not a Rishon LeRabbi.
The Chazonish never paskin on New York, on Brooklyn. He never issued.
No,
never.
A Rosh Hashanah has to be
theoretically. Theoretically, the paskin. Theoretically, according to the Lumbus of the Chazonish, theoretically. Theoretically. Theoretically, according to the Lumbus of the Chazonish, you can make an Erev in Brooklyn, and Manhattan. But the Chazonish never ever paskin on Brooklyn.
They never asked him. Of course he didn't.
They never, to say the Chazonish is mat of the Erev is not true.
No, it's not, totally not true. It's
theoretically, yeah, the longness of the Chazonish, it would work out theoretically.
Overpass by Parks.
Okay, Nachanami. Say, Ein Nachanami, Ein Nachanami.
No, all the way down by.
This is not a sure name.
It doesn't go straight to the water. It turns to.
Who says? So first of all, it turns a few degrees on
average.
Almost 90
degrees.
Not 90 degrees, like 30 degrees. So it's not. Saying it's not foolish. It's not foolish to the entire Brooklyn. I know that's what they say. There are a lot of things that you don't even need to come on to that. You don't need to come on to that. That those are extra icing on the cake to be bought there. An Erev in Brooklyn, but if you're not working with Rav Moshe's Chiddush, that 3 million people automatically make a place into a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, and a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, you can't make an Erev, pretty much, it's impossible to make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. If you don't come on that Chiddush, so then basically you can enclose the entire Brooklyn with a Tzuras HaPesach. And you don't have to be machmir that the majority should be oymed meruba. There's a lot of lumness in there. This is not for now. This I forgot all this. Everything goes in and out to my head instantly almost.
What? A small portion,
or Dead End Street. Yeah. Okay. These are all separate issues. Let's go further. I don't know the answer to these questions. I don't remember. We once spent a lot of time on this, but now I forgot everything. Okay, the Ramah says that you're allowed to play ball. You are allowed to play ball on Yom Tov, even in the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, and it's called a tzarech. What's the tzarech? Recreation. Recreation is a tzarech li Yom Tov. V'yesh misra'amim al zeh. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, there are those who complain against the Ramah, she'ein ze simcha v'tiyul rak l'ketan of l'le g'dolim. Maybe for little children, yeah, but not for adults. Little children, they are not such a big hasagas. They can't reach the basket anyway. Their hasagas are very, very small, very, very limited how far they can throw things. V'yemes ein ze tarumis, he disagrees, it's not a complaint. The cave in the chava alav l'fi daita hashvala, echnim amimenu. If a person enjoys football, if you're 50 years old, and you're 70 years old, and you enjoy having a football cash and playing baseball, why not? If that's your hasagas of simchas Yom Tov, so for you it's a simcha, so there's no issue, you are allowed to play baseball on Yom Tov. That's what he says. The eich nimnai menu, oid kosav de'im hiniach erev motu latalta lehoitzi kol sheyesh le'toras kli. On Yom Tov, if you make an Eruv, it's very good to have an Eruv on Yom Tov. There's no restriction whatsoever. You can carry whatever you want without even thinking. Even the cloud, even I don't need this. I have no need to do this. I want to carry it. It's mutter. It's no different. But of course, that's why it's very kedai, it's very worthy to have on Yom Tov an Erev to see if the Erev is up. Then you don't have to think, you can carry freely. But if the Erev is not up, you can carry freely. You're getting yourself involved in many shelois. It has to be Litzorich Yom Tov. Is this called Litzorich? Is it not Litzorich? And everyone, there are so many different opinions. What do you consider to be Litzorich Yom Tov? Next, the Ein Kavanah Sel Lachaniach Eruvi Chatzeros B'Yom Tov. You don't need this kavon is not to make an eruv chatzeres b'yomtiv. The ain of eruv chatzeres b'yomtiv to mashama b'simit tov chov chavres. El kavonaso the iminiach eruv shel shabbosos umemela de mahani gam liyomtiv. So I don't show what this means. You don't need to make an independent eruv chatzeros for yomtiv. V'roy chay lechol yari shemaim laniach eruv b'yomtiv k'mo b'shabbos el shein l'shanes hamidig mikol mokim nochen k'shemanichin eruv be'er pesach al kol hashana. Yichlol bo gam yom tov v'loimer shabbosos v'yom tov shel kol hashana. So he's saying over here is, it seems to say is that to make an eruv chatzeros just for yom tov, there's no such thing. Why? You don't need it. I basically what he seems to be saying. It's a bracha levatala.
Do it on yom.
on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Let's see what he says again. The Loyadif. You can't do it on Shabbos either. You can't make it on Shabbos either.
Right,
but you can't make it on Yom Tov either. But you do need Eruv Chatzeres to be made in advance.
Right.
And when you make it Erev Shabbos, you make it Erev Pesach, I'm sorry, for the entire year, so the Nusach of the Bracha that you say is that the Eruv Chatzeres should work for all of the Shabbosos and the Yom Tovim. So you do need, if you have an Eruv for walls and you have the Eruv Chatzeres, you are in business, there are no restrictions whatsoever. Yes, I believe so. I do believe so. I vaguely remember you say l'chol Shabbos v'yom tov. Yes. Avonim nu halach. Avonim v'tzroi rois v'chayotz b'chem v'asol lo yitzim b'yom tov v'lochin aleim v'loikin aleim v'oishrim gam b'tiltum b'shom muksa. Okay, just because you're allowed to carry on yom tov, l'tzorich does not permit you to carry muksa. So to take out stones, which are muksas for ben lechem, also lochitzi b'shul ein Yehudi shum davar. Another halacha: you're not allowed to carry for a goy. Okay, there is no eruv, and the only reason why I'm carrying is for a non-Jew. The non-Jew wants a pack of cigarettes, right? You want to give him a present. You want to give a present. You want to give a pack of cigarettes. You're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry for him. Meila the mahani gam. I'm sorry. Bechinas lochitzi lochol and also lochol. Kumosh also levashul tzurach ein Yehudi lochol. Just like you're not allowed to invite guests. Very big problem. If you want to go and invite a guest, you're not allowed to invite non-Jews as guests to your Sudas Yom Tov.
Right.
Very, very big problem for the Seder. Because by the Seder, happens you want to invite non-Jews sometimes. They have people who have intermarried. Someone intermarriage, and so one is one relative.
Donald Trump.
What? Donald Trump, they make a Seder, and then they make a Seder. Exactly. Son-in-law makes a Seder. Kushner, Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, they make a Seder, and they want to buy Donald Trump. It's a very big problem. Because you're being Marbeh, you are in Beshvila. You're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov.
He owns the whole country.
He owns nothing.
Oh, so.
He owns nothing.
Once the Queen of England was invited to Sukkah?
What do you mean with Sukkah?
Some rabbi invited the Queen of England to a Sukkah. And she commented, very nice, decorated. It was in the Midwar, was the same.
So they invited the Queen to the Sukkah on Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. It's not so simple. So the food has to be prepared in advance, but even that is not necessarily permitted because of a gezeirah. Let's see.
Right. Well,
does kibud avraham gershon is gayer kikotan shnei ladami? It's not the oraisa; it's minanimus. A goy, for example, a Jew, they sit shiva. Let's say a ger's father dies. Do they sit shiva? Yes.
Right.
Yes, they sit shiva. Do they say kaddish? Yes.
The
there's no harm. Church, you cannot go. The church is off limits. A church, there's no heter to go into a church. That is categorically also, no matter what. What? In the sanctuary. If a guy dies, a guy dies, and you're very, very close to the children or the relatives, you're not allowed to go into the sanctuary. If it's a religious service in a church, it is usur. There is no heter whatsoever, not because of dark yeshoyim. None of that comes into play. The best you can possibly do is to go and outside the church. There's a lot of stuff with Sherer. With Sherer, he was very close with one of the big, I forgot his name, one of the politicians, and very close with him. And then his wife died. I forgot his name. His wife died, so he made it his business to come very, very early. And the funeral wasn't in the church. He made his business to be there very, very early outside the church. Right outside the church, so that when the husband comes, he greets him. He's standing outside the church. I don't come the time when the service begins, because the mourners, they come there an hour before to sign all the documents, whatever it has to be. So he was there very, very early to greet him and to show him, here, Imoy Anochi Betzara, I can't come into the church because I'm not allowed to, but I'm going to be outside of the church during the service. I'm here to greet you, and I'm going to be here when you come out of the church with the casket to show that I want to express my sympathy to you and your family. But to go in the church is awesome. Now we're getting off topic.
Can a banker invite her father?
For Pesach, you have to ask a rabbi.
They went to a hotel.
Pashtus is no. Simply no, because marbe b'shvilai. So you're going to say, but I mean, all the food is going to be cooked in advance.
But for all the Secret Service people at the hotel.
All the Secret Service people. So there's a gzera. If I'm not mistaken, there's a gzera. Even if you put all the food in advance, even then it's not so simple you're allowed to do it. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. There's going to be something more you need to do. So I don't know the answer. It's done all the time. I'm sure it's done. So Shem Tov, the Lubavitcher rabbi in Washington, he has a solution to all these problems, I'm sure. Not only him, there are other rabbis. A lot of people have these issues. Let us go further. Go back to Muksa. Okay, so you're not allowed to do malacha l'chol. The only reason why I'm carrying is because I need to be ready for tomorrow. So this is yidana malacha d'oraisa. If I am carrying on Yom Tov, shaloy l'tzorich, not for the purpose, meaning not for the purpose of eating, not for another purpose of davening or whatever it is, or even l'tiyul, for a goy, or for tomorrow, you have violated an iser de oraisa, you mechalel Yom Tov and the zechi of malchus. It's a very serious avera. The also when I turn for loikin aleinu, the afal gav dimivashel ein loikin mitam hoyel the e mikla le orchin. Even though you're allowed to cook, how could it be? I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov. I don't need the food. Now I have enough what to eat. So why am I cooking? Who knows? Maybe someone will come, a guest will come, and I need to be prepared to serve him something to eat. There's no such thing as maybe someone will arrive and he'll need this with my service. He'll need that what I've done for him, the carrying would be beneficial. We don't apply that rule when it comes to carrying. It's outdated, we don't have animals today, but maybe we do. Maybe feed your fish. You want to feed your fish. You want to feed your dog. I shouldn't say that. People have dogs. So you want to feed your dog. So you want to go carry dog food. I ran out of dog food. Can I come over to your house and get some dog food? You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to carry dog food. That's what it says. Likewise, from one day Yom Tov to the next day Yom Tov, that is Osir. Afilu b'rishus rabim d'lekula lo yamwinen kiddush achas hein. We don't say it's one. We don't say it's one kiddusha. We don't say 2 days Yom Tov. It's one kiddusha. I can carry from one day to the next. If I do not need this for today, I'm not allowed to carry it for tomorrow.
You can't cook from one day Yom Tov.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Erev Tavshilin only works from Yom Tov to Shabbos. There's no such thing as one day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov. And that's why it's a very big problem. Down the second night, you now let us start cooking. The women want the men to stay whole in shul as long as possible because they need time when Yom Tov is over, because they first light candles and then they first begin cooking. So if you're going to daven an early Maariv on the first for the second day Yom Tov, you're going to come home before they even light candles. So what are they supposed to do? How are they going to get the food ready? Even if you want to warm up food, you can't even warm up food until Yom Tov has begun. That's why many shuls have no problem in davening late, because the wives don't want their husband to come home too quickly. The seder is also a very big problem. The seder, I make a little tale, there's a lot of preparation. When it comes to regular suda, fine. It's not necessarily such a big deal. When it comes to the seder, it's a very big deal. A lot of preparation. Now let's set the table. You know, I'll do anything for the second seder until the Yom Tov.
The hot food won't come until much later, so you have to.
Until people get ready, but all the preparations, you're not going to begin. The only exception is 3 day Yom Tov or 2 day Yom Tov. From Yom Tov to Shabbos, then you light up here on Yom Tov to Shabbos through the use of the Erev Tavshilin. And there the lumdus is, since a guest may arrive at the end of the day, a guest may arrive at the end of the day, so the preparation is for today. Or we really say that you start your preparation Erev Yom Tov. When you cook the egg and the matzah, prepare the matzah Erev Yom Tov, so really the preparation has begun way in advance. Okay, that's a separate law. So then it's, no, here's the point he wants to make is, here's this people don't know this is very, very sadistic is, the Erev Tavshilin allows you to carry from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Okay, that's not hachana. If I want to go, I want to go carry my sitter to shul today on Yom Tov, because tomorrow I don't need it today. Today is the first day Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov. And I don't need it tomorrow, I don't need it today, I don't need the sitter, I need it for tomorrow, I need it for Shabbos. So the only reason why I'm carrying this talis or this machzor, let's say I have a guest coming tomorrow, they need more extra talisos, I don't need it today. Only reason why I'm carrying this to the Beis HaKnesses today is in preparation for tomorrow, and tomorrow is Shabbos, and I made an Erev Tavshilin, it's mutter. It's an incredible chiddush. It's just like Erev Tavshilin allows you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it permits you to carry from Yom Tov for Shabbos. But if not for the Erev Tavshilin, it's one day Yom Tov, the next day Yom Tov, it's Osir. There is no heter to carry at all.
That's the Lashon L'chol Tzorchono.
Right. Like, all my needs. Even carry. Let's try to do a little paragraph. Because of Rabbi Ramah, Besif Beis. Even though you're not a carry for a goy, now here's the catch. I'm not allowed to carry for a goy, but I'm allowed to have a goy carry for a goy. And normally that's also. Normally you're not allowed to tell a goy to do malach deraisa. Carrying is malach deraisa. But on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to tell a goy to carry for a goy. Olem, a very powerful guy. So if a guy, he wants something from me, I owe him something. I am not allowed on Yom Tov to carry the object that I owe him to his home. I'm not allowed to carry for a guy. So, but I'm allowed to tell a guy to carry for a guy. Through another guy. Now, what does it mean exactly? I don't know what that means. I got confused here. The Yeshmi Shecholik Olav the Kakavamesh Sholo Al Yidei Yisrael Avol Atzmai Mutter. But for yourself, it's Mutter.
You can carry it. You can't give it to another Jew to carry it. That's what I think you mean.
Avol Atzmai Mutter Kemo Al Yidei Ein Yehudi Acher. V'li Nira Ikar Kedivri Halavush. That Ikar is you should not carry for a guy at all. Period. Even yourself, even if you owe him the money, you cannot bring it to him. You have to have a guy do it. Today, in Shabbos, we sit in the Kosu, the Mutu Litin Dover, Lein Yehudi, Olem, Obimni Darak Shalom, Afopi Shiotzi, and Bibesa, Rak Shoyitin Miyad Liyad, Ayin Sham. If a guy comes to your house on Shabbos and demands payment, and you know by giving it to him, he's going, he demands an object. And you know that when you give it to him, he's going to carry on Yom Tov. So it's almost as if you're telling him to carry on Shabbos. It is usur. You're not allowed to put it directly into his hand, but you're allowed to tell him, there it is, take it yourself, pick it up yourself. That you're allowed to go to do. Ulhachlif mashkin mutter, to exchange derech malbush, ayin sham, to exchange a mashkin to a malbush, I'm going to wear it, so then you're not really carrying it. You bring it there to wearing his mutter. Umashu deafilu eino olim avol shaloi derech malbush osir ayin sham. Vinira deafilu beilim osir shaloi derech malbush amnei dishnira kimaso matan fagmas business. That's another issue. Besides the issue of carrying, you're also getting involved in the issue of uvda dechol. You're not allowed to engage in business on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ulaze omar de Yom Tov hitira afilu b'mashkan beolim rak shala atzmo lo yitain. Don't do it yourself. If you're doing it yourself, then it looks like business, then it looks like over the chol. Then it's going to be mutter on Yom Tov. Okay, let's go to the next page. Let's just do one more paragraph maybe, because I want to go to the next page. Kvar nispa v'sifzav simen z'tofkav tef, the mutter tatal muksa l'tzokach nefesh. In the ikar ha'ichal nefesh, ein muksa, you're allowed to carry muksa. So Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. You're also allowed to be metaltel mukta letzorech oichel nefesh. In the ikar ha'oichel nefesh, ein mukta. Now, what does that mean? Ulechein, if he explains an example, mutter likach stam eitz she'ena miyuchad lishfud v'gam ena roi lahasaka letzalois by basar, to roast meat. I have a piece of wood, and the piece of wood is mukta. This piece of wood was never meant to be used for firewood, so it was never designated. It's a piece of wood, an expensive piece of wood. or it's a piece of wood that I was planning to use in construction. So it's muktza. It's mamish muktza. Are you allowed to be metalatal? Definitely not. But now I want to use it as fuel to roast meat. Spit. Something metalatal or a spit or something I want to use or l'shufay l'shvud. The gam in a roy l'asaka, l'tzalitz by a wood that's not meant to be used l'asaka, l'tzlois loy basar. V'yachar hatzlia, so that's the chiddush. You are allowed in metalatal muksa if the metalatal of muksa is going to enhance your oichal nefesh. But once you're finishing, you finished make preparing the meal, now the wood reverts back to being muksa. You're not allowed in metalatal anymore. V'yachar hatzlia, also talatal b'nei she'in a kli, it's no longer a kli, ala shem to, you have to move it k'la'achar yad. Period. As long as even there's no meat, so therefore it's now muksa, just kick it to the side, be metalatal klachayat. V'davka der chashmata, davka tiltal min b'sam, let's not have a little bit, do not carry there with your hands when you finish, v'gomor al fushu maker, adin mutter, gam tiltal gomor, v'nei hezik drabim. When it comes to things that are harmful, if a glass breaks on Shabbos, right, a glass breaks on Shabbos, and there are little pieces of glass all strewn about, so it's sakana. You're allowed to remove the glass, be odayim mamish. Anytime you're dealing with a sakana, you may be hurt, even though the object is muksa mamish, you are allowed to be metalatal biodayim. In this instance, over here we have a piece of wood, it's muksa, I want to use it to roast meat, you can move it with your hands, when you're finished, then if it's not dangerous, so then you should move it around and kick it around to the side, don't be metalatal biodayim mamish, unless of course it's dangerous, then mikra adin, it will be mutter to move biodayim mamish. Okay, we will stop over here, take a short break, and then